Crufts 2024 at the NEC. It's day one. Goodness me, I'm looking out of the studio here and it is so busy. But I'm delighted to say that sat in front of me is the most gorgeous chihuahua. You thought I was going to say you then, but of course you're lovely as well. But the chihuahua Maud, who is it? Now, interestingly, Maud was 47 grams, which
when she was born, which we've decided
is less than a bar of chocolate.
Yeah, correct.
But she ended up on stage.
She did.
As a dog called Bruiser.
She played Bruiser. There she is.
Right on cue, Maud. Well done. Rachel Berrington from Stourbridge, lovely to catch up with you. Tell me the story about Maud, who's very... She's lovely sat there with me.
She's very confident. Very confident. She was born very tiny, so I hand-reared her because she was so small. But she's now fully grown as an adult. 1.2 kilos she is now.
That's still only a bag of sugar, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. But she's really healthy. She does everything a normal dog does. And as she grew and matured, it became clear that she has quite an overinflated opinion of herself. So we had... a request to go and audition for a local amateur dramatics group who were looking for a Bruiser Woods. So we went, there were 8 dogs in total, and they chose Maud. So she went all the way through, she knows we're talking about her. She went all the way through rehearsals and did a full week of shows on stage. She wasn't bothered by lights, noise, all the singing. She thought it was fabulous.
And this is Legally Blonde, isn't
yes.
it? The stage show of
the musical.
Reese Witherspoon, was it? Who was in the original?
Originally, yeah, in the film, yeah.
Okay, fantastic. What are the challenges of hand-rearing a dog that weighs less than a chocolate bar?
I mean, really, I always think in very small toy breeds, that anything less than about 60 grams when they're born, that's quite difficult to survive. So when she was that small, it's every 2 hours, day, night, round the clock. But it's also having the equipment that's small enough to give milk to such a tiny thing. But I've always had equipment for that, you know, some very tiny teats and syringes, and very quickly she took to that, and she still loves her food, and so we did eat it, and then started weaning her at 3 weeks old.
And at that sort of weight, was she more vulnerable? Was
yes.
she more fragile and open to infection? You wouldn't think it now, would you? But there must have been other things you had to be conscious of.
Yeah, I mean, I'm always very conscious with newborn puppies anyway, whatever size they are. But I've got a specially constructed whelping box at home that I can keep really clean. And I've got lots of baby equipment, sterilising equipment and things to keep infection out. I'm very conscious if I've been out somewhere, I change my clothes, I change my shoes, and I wash hands and things like that before I even handle puppies. So you just have to be very, very cautious around the risks. Once they sort of get past the 2 week stage, then at that point I feel like, you know, we're making some headway.
You can breathe.
Yeah, can breathe a little bit.
Now, Maud qualified last year for Crufts.
Yeah, back in August.
What a great story. How did she do?
Well, she was in, it was Welsh Kennel Club. She won her class and she was best puppy bitch. So winning her class, that qualified her. But she's qualified numerous times in at other championship shows. But she loves showing. She absolutely loves it. And she'll do little pirouettes in the ring because she's just an attention seeker.
Did you say little dogs have the biggest personalities? Is that true?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, she might be tiny, but her personality is the size of a Great Dane.
She's very attentive. She's doing that classic thing which little dogs do, which is make you feel sorry for them by shivering.
Yeah. She does that when she's really sort of excited and geared up.
Yeah.
And she did that when she was on the stage. So just before she was going to go on the stage, she'd be quivering because she was really excited. And she knows she's here to show. And she's very much like, when is it my turn?
Right. Have you been in the ring?
Not yet.
No, it's when?
No.
That's later today.
Later today, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you eyed up the competition?
No, because I'm actually here. I have two breeds. My other breed is Russian Toys.
Oh, nice.
So I'm actually over by the Russian Toy ring with them, and I'll dash over to the Chihuahua ring when it's time for Maud to show.
Because the Russian Toys have only been eligible to show at Crufts for a couple of years, or two or three years, haven't they?
Yeah, 2017, I think it was. When they
5 years, I've lost track of time. Yeah.
So they're on the import register at the minute. So I've got two here today that are going in the ring. We've got an entry of 56, which is really good, you know, and they're a breed that's growing.
So Maud likes the show ring.
Yeah.
She clearly likes the lights on stage as well.
Yeah.
What's next for Maud?
I haven't thought that far ahead, to be honest. Maybe some more stage work. Possibly.
Does that pay well?
No.
Oh. that's disappointing.
No.
Because some animals earn a fortune in films and things, don't they?
Yeah. I mean, I've done it with Maud, and I have done previous musicals with other chihuahuas.
Yeah.
But I've never been paid for it. Now I do it because I love it. And I think it's because when I was at school, I was involved in a lot of musicals, so I just love the environment and the atmosphere of it. So we just do it. Yes, Maud.
She's raring to go,
yeah,
isn't she?
So we just do it for the fun of it.
Rachel, really lovely to catch up with you and Maud. She's much more of a Maud than a bruiser.
Yes.
I would say. And the very, very best of luck
Thank
here
you.
At Crufts later on in the ring. Great to catch up with you.
Thank you. Thanks.